WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 35 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council has made more adjustments to proposed changes in regulating wrecker companies. Final action that was scheduled for Tuesday night was postponed for 2 weeks. Councilman Chuck Conderlow, after taking 12 minutes to list more amendments, responded to those opposed to having the police chief having the final say in who can have a city permit.
We have a nuclear option. We can make it very, very easy for our chief of police and just say, we're going to put this out for bid. Go to one company, like the mayor said. That's what they did in College Station.
Conderla says the majority of wrecker operators support the police chief being an authority. The Texas A&M Board of Regents are scheduled to act today on a new tuition and fee schedule.
The proposals to comply with the new state law, A&M system requirements, and recommendations made from a university audit. There's a 2% increase in the designated tuition rate. That revenue will make up for eliminating 7,200 instructional fees and fund state-required financial aid. If approved, starting this fall, A&M will start a guaranteed tuition and fee schedule for undergraduates. The proposal is under fire by a 100-member student group. Aggie conservatives say they weren't given enough time to study the proposal. They want the regents to consider action in College Station this May instead of today in Galveston. Online at WTAW.com is more information. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
While the president is touring the country promoting his economic agenda following the State of the Union speech, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that's not working.
Because of his policies, we've got the lowest labor force participation rate since Jimmy Carter. We have a stubbornly high unemployment that's had the lowest improvement of any recovery since the Great Depression.
Flores wants to return to policies enacted during the Reagan administration. 10 residents of a College Station apartment complex were out in the cold for about 45 minutes before sunrise Wednesday morning because a man barricaded himself in a friend's apartment. Police brought in the SWAT and hostage negotiation teams after learning the man took a knife and locked himself in a spare bedroom. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says two occupants left when they arrived, but the neighbors weren't evacuated for the better part of 3 hours.
The individual we knew was only in possession of a knife, so at that point we knew that the person was not able to harm anyone around.
Flieger says the evacuation began after officers made the decision to enter the apartment. No one was hurt, and the man was eventually taken into custody and taken to a local emergency room for treatment of self-inflicted injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Last month, Scott and White BCS Marathon raised $150,000 for charity. Checks were presented Wednesday to three local organizations, the College Station and Bryan School District Education Foundations, and Twin City Missions Youth and Family Services each received $25,000. Each organization submitted an application and detailed specific plans how the money would be spent on youth programs. The nonprofit that runs the marathon, Mercy Project, receives the balance. Starting next month, organizers will accept applications from organizations interested in receiving money from the fourth marathon. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 36 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Ornament Flooring today.
Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
In the community, covering the stories that impact your life.
Our promise to provide up-to-the-minute information that impacts you.
The Brazos Valley is growing and you need informative news.
And accurate weather that affects you and forecasts to help you.
Make a change and join us weeknights at 6 and 10.
KAGS HD News. Local people living here, working here. Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KAGS HD. Join Luke Simons and Chris Vallejos every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KAGS HD.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Lots of cloudiness heading our way this morning. There could be some breaks developing this afternoon. However, I expect breezy conditions to develop out of the south, and hopefully that breaks up the cloudiness a bit. Highs today closer to 60, partly cloudy, breezy with a low of 50 tonight. Partial sun tomorrow, we're 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, lots of clouds, a low of 60. Occasional sun developing on Saturday, maybe a shower, a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports coming up at 7:50 or so. Aggie basketball did not fare well in South Carolina. Aggie softball players on the watch list for one of the best players in the country. And Lance Berkman has decided to hang up the cleats. All that and more in sports, and we'll do it for you here in a bit.
Let's see. We haven't had a story from Florida since
yesterday.
So now we go to Florida.
Yay.
Yeah, for our next gun-related story, second one for this morning. What might be a kind of exciting new trend? How about turning your backyard into a shooting range? Apparently in Florida, it's totally legal. 57-year-old snowbird Doug Verrier finding a little-known 1987 law that allows residents to practice shooting anything they want on their own property, no matter what the size of the plot of land. No matter whether you're next to a daycare center or a pig farm or anything in between. So he wanted to teach his wife how to shoot without the inconvenience of having to actually go to a commercial gun range. Told the Miami Herald, it's 50 miles round trip and it costs $45 an hour. And it's in an enclosed building with a bunch of people I don't know.
I so, like this guy more and more already.
Sounds like work. Yeah. His yard is... Wow. But, yeah, I don't 50 miles round trip.
My commute's not that far. That'd be engineer Chris Duster.
Enclosed in a building with people shooting around you who you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nonetheless. But so here's the deal.
It was nice working with you, Pat.
Yeah. Anyway, so his yard is now his shooting range. His target is a board that leans up against the garage. And police worry that others are going to find out about this law. It's not a secret. And jump on the bandwagon. Of course, they're worried that there'll be gun owners less responsible than Doug is.
I can promise you I'd give that a shot.
So to speak. Hey. Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe you can start charging neighbors $5 to come shoot a hit.
Sure. Yeah, he got a big yard here. Yeah. I got the target already leaned up against the garage. You don't have to worry about the holes in the side.
Or that's, the car inside the garage.
Yeah, that's me. That's all on me, so we can do that. All right. So how about some Girl Scout cookies this year?
Okay.
It's that time. Weekend's coming up, you know. Super Bowl. Nothing says Super Bowl like Girl Scout cookies.
In Velveeta?
Yeah, in Velveeta.
No.
A single serving of Girl Scout mango cream cookies, okay? Listed as three cookies on the nutritional panel. It weighs in at 180 calories, 8 grams of fat. Thin mints close behind on your guilty pleasure at 160 calories. Now, People.com reports that the Scouts are offering some certified gluten-free chocolate chip shortbreads in 20 test markets this year, much like any other food vendors. They're kind of out there doing a little test marketing. I'm guessing this is not one of the areas where they're doing the test marketing, but these are gluten-free. Bite-sized little treat, actually a healthier cookie option than most of the brands and even the rest of the Girl Scout line, because these new cookies contain real butter, real chocolate chips, and pure cane sugar instead of artificial flavors and colors like you'll find in Do-Si-Dos and Samoas. So just letting you know.
But Samoas are the best cookie ever made, period. Thank you for playing. Have a nice day.
Okay. The girls are testing
another
new flavor, which is the whole grain cranberry citrus crisp. Relies, again, on pure cane sugar and their real cranberries. If the new flavors are a hit in the test regions, you may see them sold by the troops near you next year. Just letting you know. So, besides being the most talked about person on the internet now, Pope Francis is the first pope to be featured. Did you hear about this?
No.
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wow.
Now I got the song in my
head. Yeah, see,
the Pope's
go.
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Got that going on.
Because those doves got attacked like Ozzy biting the head off that bat.
Well, see, it's all, it's just,
he's
well,
so
he's
everywhere. Metal.
He is everywhere. He is just everywhere. Do you realize that we are going to have an opera singer doing the national anthem?
No, I don't think I knew that.
Renee Fleming will sing it. And brings up for folks who listen to the show for a long time, discussion about whatever happened to Phyllis Kelly. You don't know who Phyllis Kelly is, right?
No.
Because if I gave you a list of the people who sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl, and, you know, there's...
Whitney Houston's got to win because it's the one that's most known.
A lot of people out there, but Phyllis Kelly sang it the year that... One of the years it was in New Orleans. And she was, I don't know, some music student at Louisiana Tech or something like that. And we tried to track her down, and we couldn't. But, again... Just saying. So Renee Fleming is going to sing, and the reason I mention that is because there are little side bets, little prop bets that you can do on all sorts of weird things for any event. The Brits are real big on this kind of stuff.
How long the national anthem over under?
Exactly. So that's that you can bet on how long the national anthem will be. The average length, by the way, is 2 minutes and 25 seconds. And since she's an opera singer, pretty good odds that she'll go over. Not sure, but it could happen. Then, of course, there's the coin toss. Over the history of the Super Bowl, 24 heads, 23 tails. So, I mean, there you go. Pretty close to 50-50.
Yeah,
now, the last five tosses have been heads. So, but if you're thinking tails are due, that's not right.
It's always 50-50.
Rules of probability tell you it's still 50-50. So, we'll see.
There's still seats available, by the way.
Are there?
Tons. On the secondary market, some 18,000 seats. They started out, lowest ticket price was like $2,000.
Okay.
And now you can get Super Bowl tickets for around $1,500.
Oh, well, heck. Let me just go ahead and do that. And, of course, getting there, that'd be a real breeze. Find someplace to stay.
Well, no, transportation to the stadium. Have you heard about that?
No, I don't.
They're not letting, I think you can park. You can drive there and park.
Oh, yeah.
For the privilege of $150 per parking space.
Right.
No
right.
tailgating. You can drink inside of your car.
Right.
But once you buy once all the parking spaces are gone, that's it. You cannot walk up to the stadium.
Yeah, I did know that. Yeah, and after all, wouldn't you want to be sitting in your car drinking with your friends? Oh, my God.
Well, it depends on what kind of car you got.
What kind of friends you have.
Okay. I guess there are some variables. Yes, that's very true. There are over 500 prop bets, apparently, for the big game.
No kidding.
Yep. About including, is it going to snow during the game? Will Richard Sherman get a taunting penalty? Will any of the Red Hot Chili Peppers be shirtless? How many times Peyton Manning will say Omaha?
Knowing how many times they've been on stage in different clothing?
Yeah.
Shirtless is the least of your worries.
I understand. Well, I don't think they're going to have deep concerns about anything like that happening. But nonetheless, that's prop bets. We'll have more about that game coming up. No winner last night, by the way, in the Powerball lottery. So that means Saturday night on Super Bowl Eve, you get a chance to waste a dollar or so trying to win $194 million. It's $110 million in cash. Never mind your chances of winning are $175.2 million to one.
I think if I won, I'd go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, just get there?
Yeah.
Charter yourself a G5
sure,
and you're there.
Why not?
Yeah, if you got the money.
Just put it on the card.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll pay for this later.
You know it. Okay, so a guy named Scott Simonton, he's a doctor. I'm not sure if this is just to make people uncomfortable, but here we are, I don't know, a few weeks anyway, after the big chemical spill that kept 300,000 people from being able to drink tap water. He's before Congress yesterday saying that there are traces of formaldehyde in the water in Charleston, West Virginia. And so as a result, he said it is a byproduct of the leak that happened on January the 9th. Okay, so that's when it was. And he told the legislative committee yesterday, I'm not drinking their water. I'm not cooking it. I'm not cooking with it. And I'm not bathing in it. The tainted samples came from a restaurant.
Oh,
in downtown Charleston, West Virginia, in the area that was cleared, let's use our air quotes for that, by the water company and told that they could start using it. Now, Simonton doesn't think that the flushing period was long enough. He said, I guarantee you that the citizens of this valley are, at least in some instances, breathing formaldehyde. likely when they're showering. Frankly, he said, I'm a little freaked out over it. Now, if this were in a major metropolitan area, think about how the what would the government have done? Wouldn't they have gotten the National Guard in there? Wouldn't they have continued to bring bottled water in? But because it's in Charleston, West Virginia, which is kind of off the radar for a lot of people, they're not doing that. I mean, how scary is that? And what happened? I mean, the other thing is, what if a terrorist group had done this? I mean, the reaction would have been completely different.
Yeah.
It would still be on the front page of the papers. We'd still be talking about it every day. But again, because it's in Charleston, West Virginia, I guess it may not be quite as important.
And not as impotent.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Scientists at Oxford, not Mississippi, the one over there.
Because that's what we were all thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Have discovered the region of the brain that contains the conscience.
Marge, I've discovered the conscience.
So I'm just, you know, you think about it. Now they're going to start tweaking there.
No, God, no.
Put a little electrode right there. Just saying. Just saying. I think we've got, what's our weather look? Do we have clear skies tonight? Do we know? We don't. It looks like we're going to have mostly cloudy skies, but there's a super moon out there tonight. The moon is slightly closer to Earth in its orbit, and therefore will likely appear bigger than your usual moon tonight, a little bit brighter than usual. The moon will be the closest to the Earth. Circle it on your calendars, August the 10th. August the 10th. So make your plans for that. It's on a Sunday night. And that's when, again, depending on sky conditions, you'll be able to see it. Just letting you know, because after all, you need conversation starters at the
you, when nothing else is going on?
Yeah.
Like in the elevator?
Yeah.
How about that weather?
Minnesota teenager plans to sleep outside every single night for a full year. Did I mention that the Minnesota, it's a Minnesota teenager, where
apparently not terribly bright.
A little chilly there. 17-year-old Randy Hummel, been sleeping in his parents' backyard for the past 7 months. The high school junior started in the summer when it was warm outside. Well, when the cold weather came, he built a mound of snow and hollowed it out for shelter. He says, I came up with the idea to do this for a whole year just because I like to challenge myself. But now it means more than that. He's asking for donations, which we'll turn over to a couple of homeless charities if you want to do that.
At what point as parents do you go, it's 7 outside, yeah, get in the house?
Why are you out there? This is not good. We're going to have to pay for this.
And you thought me daft for tasting milk bones.
We still do.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, yeah, we're not talking about
just
that.
Just be clear.
Much.
All right.
By the way, over the weekend, of course, on Sunday, you'll probably see more than a few ads that have celebrities in them, right? So it's time now for our almost annual report that when you turn on the TV during the game, and not really even prime time, too, you see lots of celebrity faces. But they are here to tell us the impact of having celebrities in commercials doesn't help any. Attaching a star to a brand is something that advertisers have been doing for decades, but this research from a company called Asymmetric claims to confirm that celebrified, I like that, celebrified ads do not generally perform as well as ads with unknown actors who hope to someday be celebrities. The study looked at 1,200 ads featuring various celebrities from the worlds of music and movies and sports, and even included the brand icons like the Aflac Duck in the study. The results found that ads without celebrities continue to outscore the star-studded ones. And if you'll think about it, Aflac is a great example, because Aflac became so well known in pop culture, but people didn't really understand what Aflac did. They had to kind of come back and explain to people just exactly who they were, because you knew what the name was, but you didn't know exactly what they did. All right, one more fun thing taken out of your life because it may not be good for you. It's a slice of lemon.
What? Oh, the ones what? That go when you're out. Yeah, I read this study.
See, because, you know, who and I do, I like to put lemon in water.
Yeah.
And they give you a little slice of lemon. Well, it turns out that those little innocuous water glass garnishes could, in fact, be serving as a host for unappetizing organisms.
Yeah, they say never, ever, ever do that.
For the one, this is the Journal of Environmental Health study. Researchers swabbed the rinds of 76 lemons in 21 restaurants during 43 visits and found 70% of them had microbial growth. Samples collected as soon as the beverage, be it soda or water, was served before drinking or touching it.
Now,
just saying.
For the restaurant I worked at for a very short time, the first thing they did was put the lemons in a disinfectant.
Oh, okay.
Just sort of a light bleach or a food safe.
Before they slice
disinfectant.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Yep.
And then they just spritzed a little Lysol kitchen cleaner on them while they were sitting there sliced. Yeah. No, but again, I guess, right?
Well, and it says microbial growth. Dangerous microbial growth? Yeah. And I'm not without
one. Hey, guess what?
What?
We're all going to die.
But at what point, how often have you done that and not gotten sick?
If you've ever said 5-second rule, you don't need to worry about your lemons. Yeah.
Hello? Wait a minute. Hello? See, we're having this problem again with my phone. I'm not sure what I got to do. All right, we'll try that again in a minute, but the phone's not working right now.
Hi, I'm Allison Windham with Windham Construction. How many times have you thought about remodeling your bathroom or updating your kitchen but don't know how to get started? I have the answer. Windham Construction prides itself on helping you with your remodeling project from design, construction to completion. Our mission is to keep you informed, involved, and thrilled with your project. Come see us at the Home Expo February 22nd and 23rd, and we'll talk about your remodeling. Don't let another year go by. Make your home work and look smarter. Let's get remodeling. It's what we do. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
The streets of San Antonio can be rough. At 15, my life was uncertain. My dad died when I was 8. My mom couldn't care for us.
Then the CASA volunteer came into my life. He was my mentor. He was my friend. He had my back. In court, he spoke up for me. He changed my life.
Speak up for abused and neglected children by becoming a court-appointed special advocate.
Learn more. Visit becomeacasa.org. Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Good morning. It's 7:26. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Pretty nice today. It's a little bit chilly this morning with a chill factor of 26. We got winds out of the southeast at 10, but still that chilly. But later on today, we're looking at a high temperature near 60. Pretty breezy conditions, but clear skies. Tonight, mostly cloudy, and 51 will be our low. Then Friday, looking good. 72 will be our high temperature, but it will be a little bit breezy again. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour. 62 is the low on Friday night. Saturday looking at 73, and there'll be a slight chance of some showers. Then it does cool down. We'll have a wind shift. We'll be to a high of 48 on Sunday with a 30% chance of rain. Then our high temperature will be about 50 on Monday, and the chance of showers will continue then. But we're about to have a couple of pretty nice days. Again, winds out of the southeast at 10. The chill factor is 26. Our air temperature is 34 under overcast skies.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
A trial underway in California could have a far-reaching impact on American education. A nonprofit advocacy group, Students Matter, is taking on laws that Democrats enacted to protect some of their biggest and most loyal donors, the teachers' unions. Now, the group argues that legislation granting tenure makes it much too difficult to remove grossly ineffective teachers from their jobs. This violates the Constitution's equal protection guarantee because students stuck with bad teachers don't have access to an adequate education. Now, the plaintiff's first witness was L.A. Unified School District Superintendent John Deasy. He testified how hard it is for administrators to weed out the grossly ineffective teachers during the 18-month probationary period after they're granted tenure. After they get tenure, it can take almost 10 years to get rid of a teacher who can't cut it. Almost $500,000 can be spent in the process, and even more if there's misconduct involved. In his opening argument, Theodore Boutrous Jr., the attorney representing a student, said that teachers are the gateway to their success in society. Boutrous is bringing in experts and studies to show the impact good teachers have on the achievement level of kids. And one of those studies shows that students taught by ineffective teachers have their lifetime income reduced by a couple million dollars. Now, if that's true, somebody better tell Obama that we found the root cause of income inequality. It's not rich corporate capitalists. It's one of his key donor groups. Teachers. Ha! Go figure.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ageless Male, the incredible free testosterone supplement, can be yours for free. Boost your free testosterone level now with the amazing ingredients in Ageless Male. Promote strength with exercise and support a healthier romantic life. For a very limited time, you can get Ageless Male for free, but we're not stopping there. Order in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free supply of Daily Defense, packed with antioxidants to support a healthy immune system. Boost free testosterone with Ageless Male and support a healthy immune system with Daily Defense for free. Supplies are very limited and are going fast. Don't miss out on this incredible chance to get the amazing Ageless Male and the antioxidant-rich Daily Defense both delivered to you for free.
Claim your free supplies of Ageless Male and Daily Defense before supplies run out. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 800-434-9645. That's 800-434-9645. 800-434-9645.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today 776-ANCO or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. For the first time in recent memory, the decision to set future tuition rates and fees at A&M will not be made in College Station.
That's one of the complaints a student group, Aggie Conservatives, has as the Board of Regents meet in Galveston today. The group of 100 students wants action this May in College Station. Another issue is the lack of time to offer feedback and not seeing details until the Regents published their agenda last week. The Regents and system officials were asked for comment. The only reply was a statement by student body president Reed Joseph that came from the system in support of the new tuition and fee schedule. The proposal includes guaranteed tuition rates and mandatory fees. 7,200 undergraduate course fees would be eliminated. There will be a 2% increase in the designated tuition rate to make up for that revenue and to cover an increase in need-based and state-required financial aid. A&M says for a student taking 15 hours, that amounts to $89. More information about the tuition and fee plans online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Proposed changes in Bryan's wrecker ordinance drew more speakers at Tuesday night's city council meeting.
Look around you, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to put a lot of towers out of business. A lot of them said they're going to run for your jobs. I hope they do.
Tom Chavers was among the opponents, while supporters included a wrecker owner, John Krause.
I think it's going to bring, as another owner that's been here a lot longer than I have in this industry, stated he's going to bring honesty and integrity back into our profession.
Councilman Chuck Connerla brought up doubling the charge for most city-ordered tows from $75 to $150.
The state mandates a maximum of $250. I can only speak for me as one of seven. I didn't go to $250 because that extra $100 in Bryan could make a very, very big difference in some of our citizens' life.
After Condola took 12 minutes to read more adjustments, the council gave preliminary approval to changes in the ordinance that will receive final action in 2 weeks. A man locks himself in the bedroom of a friend's apartment in College Station and threatens to harm himself with a knife. The incident early yesterday morning ended with police forcing their way into the bedroom. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says that decision was made after the man stopped talking with negotiators.
And they heard what they believed to be sounds of the suspect attempting to harm himself. So they went ahead and forced entry into the bedroom where the suspect was detained. He was secured, and then he was transported to a local hospital for treatment of some non-incapacitating self-inflicted injuries.
10 neighboring residents were evacuated for about 45 minutes as the police hostage negotiation and SWAT teams were joined by the fire department to resolve the situation. The woman, who rents the apartment where the standoff occurred, told police she doesn't plan to file charges. In Waco, two construction workers fell from a bridge by the new Baylor football stadium into the Brazos River. One died and the other was treated at a hospital and released. Waco police say the workers were on the bridge when they were pulled into the water when some construction equipment fell from a floating dock. The man who drowned was still attached to the equipment by his harness when divers found his body Tuesday night. Congressman Bill Flores looks for the U.S. House to sue the president and the Supreme Court over violating the Constitution by issuing executive orders instead of going through the legislative branch.
I don't know if it'll work, but at least it's a step in the right direction to try to hold this president to live under the law and to follow the Constitution.
Flores says while the lawyers are working on that, they're trying to offset the president's actions by not funding his programs.
I mean, we were able to do some things in the appropriations bill that we passed a couple of weeks ago. To trim the sales of some of these crazy programs that he was trying to spend money on. If you don't have the money, then you can't do the programs.
Flores says with the United States having its lowest labor force since the Carter administration, it's time to enact policies that were used during the Reagan administration. Last month, Scott and White BCS Marathon raised $150,000 for charity. Checks were presented Wednesday to three local organizations, the College Station and Bryan School District Education Foundations and the Twin City Missions Youth and Family Services each received $25,000. Each organization submitted an application and detailed specific plans how the money would be spent on youth programs. The nonprofit that runs the marathon, Mercy Project, receives the balance. Starting next month, organizers will accept applications from organizations interested in receiving money from the fourth marathon. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 37 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. At Home magazine is featured at the 2014 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Good morning, it's 7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today and ask about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year checkup that keeps your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
Milder weather should push in on breezy conditions today. Some cloudiness this morning. It becomes breezy. That should help break some of the cloudiness up, allowing for some sunshine to develop. Highs today near 60. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight. Lows will be near 50. For tomorrow, some sun, high 65 to 70. Clouds and 60 tomorrow night. Occasional sun Saturday, the risk of a shower. Saturday's high should be around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We came in here, they punched us in the mouth, and we didn't respond.
That was an understatement. We'll get you more on Aggie basketball from South Carolina. Also, an update on Lance Berkman's trials and tribulations are now done. And some more good news for A&M softball. They've got a person on the top 50 watch list. All that and more. We'll do that for you in sports here in about 10 minutes or so.
Classic car nuts are going to be thrilled to find out that that 1949 Mercury driven by the leader of the Scorpions in Greece is now on the auction block. Remember that thing?
Yes.
Going for $125,100 on eBay. Just saying. All right, so you think you'd like to have these Google glasses? you know, they'll be able to, because you want to stay connected all the time. Mm. And you want to have the many as many distractions as possible. And you want to be able to look up just anything as you're walking down the street. Google Glass is dialing down the geeky look. Four new styles of frames will be available. Four titanium prescription frames. Gosh, that won't be expensive at all. They'll come on the modern side. They'll include a split, thin black frame. Warby Parker, I don't know who that is. That's a eyeglass brand.
Not apparently it's one hip. I'm familiar with.
Yeah, and again, you know how expensive glasses are just anyway, and then have Google glasses on top of that.
The titanium prescriptions that I have were not cheap.
Yeah, I understand. So
it's, they're very light, though. I like them.
One way to go. All right, so you think you're a tough guy. New Zealand man fought off a shark, then stitched up his own leg, and then he went to the pub for a beer.
That's an Aussie.
James Grant, 24 years old. And he's a doctor, though. I mean, he's a doctor. Said he felt something odd on his leg while he was spearfishing, and at first thought it was one of his buddies. Then he turned around and saw a 7-gill shark. They can be about 10 feet long. And he thought to himself, wow, I have to try to get this thing off my leg.
like you would.
Of course. So he stabbed it with a knife that he already had in his hand. And
you call that a knife?
Yeah, that's a knife.
Not a knife. This is a knife.
Anyway, so he said he put a few nicks in the shark. So once he gets out of the water, I mean, that's where it goes. They go, once he gets out of the water, which I would think most of us would go running, screaming out of the water, he discovered the bite marks at about 2 inches long. And fortunately, he had his first aid kit handy, so he just sewed himself up and headed into the pub to get a beer and a bandage so he didn't bleed all over the floor. And then he later got what he called proper stitches from his colleagues and then went right back to work. Biggest downside is it would have been great if I'd been able to kill the shark, because that way I was in a fishing competition too and I could have won that. Just saying, some guys are a little bit tougher than the rest of us. Cops in Santa Ana, California found hundreds of rodents and pythons in an elementary school teacher's home. 53-year-old William Buchanan teaches sixth grade. Hundreds of rodents and pythons in his home.
Oh, my. Rodents and pythons. Oh, my.
I'm thinking. All right. Oh, by the way, in London, because you got Valentine's Day coming up.
Sure.
Okay? London residents now will be able to find a place to buy black roses, and only black roses. The Think Ink Florist will be the only business, that's the only business they will do for that day. They will have only black roses created by placing dark red roses in vases filled with ink instead of water. And in the one-day black rose shop PR stunt, it's working. They're already pre-selling hundreds of them. On that bright note, how about this? A funeral casket with the technology that allows you to, well, do something it's never been able to do before. Because after all, caskets are pretty much caskets. They have a very, very specific function. This one, if you like, will play a music box. It has a music box inside the pine box. And so when you lift the lid, if there's any reason that you would afterwards, it can have not only your favorite sports team's logo, but it could also have a musical theme that you might like. Imagine that. Playing the Aggie War Hymn when you open. I'm just saying. The Catacomba sound system in the coffin is an option, and it is available. It eternally plays the deceased's choice of tracks, in fact, while they're 6 feet underground. The dearly beloved, get a chance to create an account ahead of time that then will connect to the music server Spotify, and enables the customers to create a playlist within their own car.
They're starting to track with card manufacturers who added music to cards. Now I'm worried they're going to come up with pop-up coffins.
Just what you'd want. Exactly.
The Weekend at Bernie's model.
Don't know if you've ever heard, but online you can pay to watch people do all sorts of things. I don't know if you've ever heard about that or not.
This better not be about eating.
Yeah, it is.
I figured.
Yeah. There's some great educational instructions that you can have in there. Some other things, you know, not so much. But from the South Koreans, now you may pay to watch a woman eat. It's called gastronomic voyeurism. People pay to watch other people eat in front of a webcam. One woman makes $9,000 a month showing her meals off and then eating them.
Why? Why not?
I guess.
Yeah, no, I don't know why she makes that much money, but she's quit her job.
Oh, so this, you know about this?
Yes, yeah. My wife was looking over my shoulder. I said, I don't understand this. It was a little video, and there was the woman they interviewed was watching the other woman, and it was bizarre. It was beyond bizarre.
South Korean woman known as the Diva broadcasts herself on a web stream, and followers can watch up to 3 hours. Viewers can chat with her and send her virtual balloons that translate into cash. People with more time and money than they got since. That's all I can say. And this could only happen in California. As we know, U.S. Americans basically as a group are getting way too
fat.
Okay, thank you. Oh, good. You had that live. Well, apparently even elephants are getting to be that way too. A study published last October found that 75% of elephants in U.S. zoos are fat. So now the California Foundation wants to create a fat farm for elephants. Plans are already underway for the 5,000-acre preserve in Northern California that would get the African elephants healthy once again. What kind of a treadmill do you have for an elephant?
A very big one.
Part farm, part laboratory, the preserve will start up with just 5 elephants. The overweight elephants will be fed fiber-rich plants and be allowed to roam the large territory just like their wild relatives were able to. County officials in Northern California have not yet approved the project, but they will soon. And up there in the sky, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a predator drone that is finding out about you because you got turned in by your neighbor.
Creepy.
For the first time ever, Rodney Brossard is a farmer in North Dakota who was arrested for being located by a predator drone because what he had done is pretty much rustled the cows from his neighbor. Sentenced this week, he is the first U.S. American to be sent to jail thanks to drone assistance. In June of 2011, police attempted to arrest him because he wouldn't return the 3 cows that had grazed onto his property. This resulted in an armed standoff between Randy, his 3 sons, and a SWAT team on his property that ended only after the family of the perps were located by the predator drone borrowed from the Customs and Border Agents. So fast forward to this week, and a federal judge has rejected Randy's attempt to have the case dismissed on grounds that there was no warrant for the drone surveillance. So just be ready for that. Before long, there'll be drones out there watching us do just about everything.
Probably.
Just want to let you know about that. Later on this morning, unusual football injuries. And now some Super Bowl facts that you just might need to know. This is the Broncos' 7th Super Bowl. The Seahawks making their 2nd appearance. There is not a player on the Seattle Seahawks that has ever played in the Super Bowl. The coldest Super Bowl up until this year's will be Tulane Stadium, 1972, when it was 39 degrees. They'll bust that this time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, because I know everybody wants to know the television shows that are going to be on Fox, who's carrying the game, by the way, after the Super Bowl. Because what they do is they put, I guess, the shows that they think are great potential hits in the future. They want to put that right after the Super Bowl because there's a whole bunch of people who are sitting around looking for something to do. It'll be New Girl, never heard of it, and Brooklyn 99 or Brooklyn 99. Mm-hmm. Those are the primo shows that will follow up right there. And once again, our singer will be Renee Fleming, and it'll be at least 2 minutes and 58 seconds, but you can bet on that if you want to. 7:48.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Maybe you've heard this bit of advice before. If you can't spend quantity time with your kids, make sure you spend quality time with them. Well, that's been a popular sentiment for years, but is it right? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. According to author Jerry Jenkins, quality time, at its heart, is quantity time. He first realized this as a young journalist when he interviewed several older successful businessmen. To his surprise, each of them said, "I wish I'd spent more time with my kids." They had good reasons for feeling this way. Most of them had no relationship with their children. And that's why when his own kids were born, Jerry and his wife instituted a strict family policy. Even with a busy career, Jerry chose to do no writing or office-related work of any kind from the time he got home in the afternoon until his three kids went to bed. Instead, he would invest himself in his boys, feeding them, playing with them, reading with them, and tumbling with them on the floor. Years later, Jerry's oldest son, Dallas, sat with college friends who were sharing sad regrets about their relationships with their dads. But Dallas's story was far different. "I don't have bad stories to share," he said. "My dad was always there, and he always loved me." It sounds like what really works is time. For more on building a thriving family, visit focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look, her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:51. Fight Tech Aggie Hoops hit the road to South Carolina, and they were not good hosts. South Carolina scored the first 8 points of the game and never looked back. A pair of free throws by Sean Smith at 9:13 to go in the first pulled A&M to within six. The Aggies would never get closer, however, as the Gamecocks went on a 17-2 run and eventually took a 20-point advantage into the locker room. Here's Coach Kennedy following the game.
The first 10 minutes was similar to the game at home, but they played 40 minutes today, or Frank would say they probably played 35 minutes. We came in here and they punched us in the mouth and we didn't respond. You got to give South Carolina all the credit.
Gamecocks ended up running away from A&M 80-52. The Aggies will return to action Saturday afternoon when they travel to Gainesville to take on number 3 Florida with the action here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. In high school basketball action, the Rudder Ranger boys basketball team continued to push for a playoff spot in District 18-4A last night with a 58-48 rollover win over the Wildcats of Willis. Lady Rangers, who have already locked down a playoff spot, crushed Willis 78-49. Friday, the Rangers will host Montgomery, while the ladies will head to Montgomery for more basketball action. Texas A&M Football Signing Day will air Wednesday, February the 5th from 7 to 9 nationally on Fox Sports. Locally or regionally in Fox Sports Southwest and locally, it will be carried on the CW8 Aggie Land via rights granted by Learfield Sports. Of course, we'll have all the updates online at WTAW and here on the air as well. Something to consider as it stands right now, A&M has the number 2 recruiting class, depending on what you're looking at, in the nation. Texas A&M sophomore Callie Lamphere was selected as the 2014 USA Softball Collegiate Player of the Year in the top 50 watch list. Lance Berkman officially announced his retirement Wednesday after 15 years in the majors. The 37-year-old slugger indicated that he's just not healthy enough to play anymore after two knee surgeries in 2012 and other injuries that limited his effectiveness the past two seasons. In the NBA, Jimmy Butler had 19 points. Carlos Boozer added 16 and 12 boards, and the Bulls handed the injury-riddled San Antonio Spurs their third straight loss, 96-86. Here's Greg Popovich after the game.
We try to watch people's minutes and that kind of thing. And it doesn't matter who's hurt or, you know, what your schedule is or anything like that. You go play. Nobody cares. All that matters is the win or the loss. We lost our defensive consistency there in the third quarter, and they went up, and we couldn't get it back.
In a Lone Star matchup, Chandler Parsons had 26, and the Houston Rockets held on to beat the Mavs 117-115. Here's Dirk Nowitzki.
Never really got enough stops in a row to get a little momentum going and take the lead there in the fourth or whatever and really put the pressure up.
From the hardwood to the grass of the PGA, where Phil Mickelson is going to tee it up today to defend the Phoenix Open title after testing his ailing lower back yesterday. Lefty felt soreness in his back a couple weeks ago at Abu Dhabi and then withdrew from the Farmers Insurance Open even after making the cut on Friday at Torrey Pines. Outside hockey in New York, New York Rangers nipped the New York Islanders 2-1. They were playing in Yankee Stadium. It was 19 degrees. And finally, Ben Skivens has appeared for just four games as a member of the Edmonton Oilers after a trade from the Los Angeles Kings earlier in the month. In his fourth appearance, he set an NHL record with 59 saves in a shutout, and that's just incredible. They beat the San Jose Sharks 3-0 in regulation. And that's been your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, gang, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and for the last couple months now, I've been telling you about my friends at Gun Corps. So let me introduce you to Joel and Wu.
We're combat veterans who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan.
We offer tactical firearms, gear, and accessories. So whether you're looking for custom parts, to stock up on ammo, or to invest in a new rifle, we've got your fix. We pride ourselves in superior customer service by providing education and embodying our core values.
To find out more about the guys and what they have to offer, and even order a gun online, go to gun-corps.com.
Finally, someone combined the best of a lawn tractor with the versatility of a John Deere tractor. Stop in Sioux Falls Prater today and check out the One Family Subcompact Utility Tractor. Hurry in and get a 1023E Subcompact Tractor, John Deere D120 Loader, and John Deere 60D Auto Connect Mid-Mount Mower for $14,397. Visit cptractor.com to find a location near you. Offer ends 3/3/2014. Prices and model availability may vary. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms available. See dealer for details and other financing options.
Kyle Cassell here, your Republican State Representative, District 12. As a small business owner, I understand the need for conservative principles and common sense in Austin. I've been endorsed by the NRA, Texas Association of Business, and Texas Right to Life. But the most important endorsement is yours. I hope you will vote Kyle Cassell on March 4. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more. This is Kyle Cassell asking for your vote for Republican State Representative, District 12. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Is your television, if you have a flat screen, is your television still pretty much on the basic settings that it came from the factory with? Or have you reset any of those? Because, obviously this weekend you're going to have possibly some strangers in your house. Or friends. Who want to watch the game and they want to watch it in the best possible setting.
Well, certainly.
So, here are a few options. Try a factory picture preset. Ironically, you don't want sports mode. The best choices are natural, cinema, and pro. So experiment with these settings to see which one works best on your TV or which settings it may have with those names on it. Again, don't go with the sports setting. Make the adjustments yourself. Freeze frame a nighttime scene, for instance, on your TV, and then turn the brightness down as far as you can without losing the details. Then find an image with a lot of white in it and turn the contrast up as much as you can without washing it out. And that way you've got the best settings there. And don't forget the sound. The Super Bowl, like nearly all HD TV shows, will be broadcast in 5.1 Dolby Digital. This is the same sound format that's found.